Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik Beis, 12 lines on the bottom of Daf Tzadik Aleph and Beis, and the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah at the top of Daf Tzadik Aleph and Beis, where the Mishnah brought a story, a Maisa Be'echot Shepar Reshi Isha B'Shuk, that there was a person that uncovered the hair of a woman in the Shuk, and therefore embarrassed her, and Rabbi Kiva was Mechayiv him to pay 400 Zuz, and then the Mazik went and proved that the woman herself uncovered her hair in the Shuk in a different situation, and therefore we see that it's not embarrassing to her to have her hair uncovered, and therefore he shouldn't have to pay her anything. And Rabbi Kiva responded that you don't have any right to make this taina and lo yamata klum. And he gave two examples as achayu ba'atzmai afu pishin rishari pato. And even so, achayim shechavlu boi chayavin. Our Gemara now quotes from the second example that Rabbi Kiva gave of akritzas the tiyosav. Reuven cuts down his own saplings afu pishin rishari. As certainly it's not going to be mutter to do so, but pato he's going to be pato. And even so, achayim chayavin. If Shimon goes and cuts down the young saplings of Reuven, then Shimon will be chayiv to pay for damages that he caused to Reuven. And before we begin the Gemara, let's point out that the reason why it's also to cut down a young tree, based on two psukim that states at the end of Pasha Shoftim, Ki Sotar al Eir Yomim Rabin Li Lochim Alel Li Sofso Li Sashka Seis Itza Lindeich Alel Gazin Ki Mimenu Seichel Vaisei Li Sichreis Ki Adam Itza Soda Lovim Mpnecho Ba Motar Rak Itz Ashetida Ki Loi Itz Meichelu Oisei Sashkos Bichorato Uvanisim Matzor Al Eir Ashi Oisei Imcho Melchomo Adrita. This issa is commonly referred to the issa of Baal Tashchis. Our Gemara begins, Tani Rabba Baba Chana Kameidu Rab. Rabba Baba Chana learned the following braisa in front of Rab. Shoyu Hirakto Nithiyasi Katzatzdo. If Reuven says to Shimon, and he also has eden to the fact, Shimon killed his shar, or Shimon cut down his young saplings, and then Shimon responds to Reuven, Atar Matali Lahargoi, you told me to kill your shar, or Atar Matali Lakaitsoi, that you told me to cut down your sapling, Pata, then Reuven will be Pata from paying for damages. Gemara tells us on Malay, so Rav responds to Rav Babachano, Im Kain, if this is actually a din, Lo Shafkes Chaya Libriyasa, you are not leaving life for people and you're causing destruction in this world. As any time that someone comes to Bezdin and claims that Shimon damaged them, then they'll just turn around and say that it's not true and they'll be believed. And as he says, Kol Kamine, is Shimon really believed to say to Reuven that I didn't kill Yashar and well, I didn't damage you and I didn't cut down your sapling, even though there are Edom that actually testified to this fact? And the Gemara tells us that on Malay, that Rav Babachana responded to Rav, Ismaya, should I get rid of this braisa and consider it a mishabeshta on Malay? So Rav responded to Rav Babachana, Loi, that you should not get rid of this braisa, the tagim asniseich, and you should explain this braisa as follows, that it's talking about a specific case of Bishar ha'imel ariga, uvi ilon ha'imel iksisa. This shar was already a shar that had to be killed by Bezdin, and there wasn't a Bezdin around at that time, but Lemaisa was a shar in Iskal, and Shimon now claims that Reuven told him to go and kill this shar in Iskal, and it's also referring to a tree that had to be cut down, and as Rashi says, either was an Asherah, it was a tree of Avodah Zarah that was in the Rishus of Israel. And Shimon claims that Reuven told him to cut it down because Reuven wanted to mekayim the mitzvah of Kol Asherim Tigadeyun. Whereas Rashi continues, Oy Kol Eitz Hanoytel Rishus Rabim, or it's talking about any tree that was leaning over in the Rishus Rabim, Umisyari Shem Yipal Al Adam V'yomus. Shimon claims that Reuven told him to cut it down because he was concerned that the tree will fall on top of someone and kill them, and therefore he was trying to get rid of the tree based on the pasuk of Ubiata Ramikubecha. That is why the Brisa says that we believe Shimon in this case, and therefore Shimon will be Potter. The Gemara continues and asks, Ihachi Michael Tonle, if this is the case, then why would Reuven tie into Shimon that he owes him any money? Certainly in the case of Ashar Niskal or in the case of Asherah, then that item is not worth any money as the Asa Bahana, and therefore certainly Shimon did not cause any loss to Reuven. Even where there was a tree that was about to fall down, in that case also, there was no value to the tree either, and even if there was some value, but ultimately it was a danger to society, and therefore there was a din that we had to cut it down. And the Gemara responds, the Amalei are not beinu lemevet hamitzvah, that in a chinami, Reuven's taina is not that Shimon caused him in loss based on damaging his item, as we explain, and his only taina is that I actually wanted to go and kill the shar niskal, and I wanted to cut down this tree, because I wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah. And the chiddush of the brice is that one may have thought that Shimon should have to pay to Reuven based on the fact that he held him back from performing a mitzvah, kamash mulan, that in this case he's potter. And the Gemara tells us that where do we find such a concept of having to pay someone because they held them back from doing a mitzvah and because they stole a mitzvah from them is based on the following braisa, the Tanya, v'shafach v'chisa. The Torah tells us that there's a din of kisei adam, and it says that you should spill its blood and then you should cover its blood. And we learn mishishafach v'chisa, that the one that spills the blood should be the one l'chatchila to cover the blood. And there was a story where Reuven shechted either the chayor or oif, and then his friend Shimon went and covered up the blood and was mekayim the mitzvah of kisei adam v'chayv Rav Gamliel litle asar zuvim, and Rav Gamliel was mekayim Shimon to pay to Reuven 10 zuvim for stealing the mitzvah from Reuven. L'chayor, if it's true that there is a chiv to pay 10 zuvim because he stole a mitzvah from someone, so why is it then in this case we believe Shimon that he was told to cut down this tree, or that Reuven told him to kill the shor niskal? And Rashi says v'chitarn lehech ata matli lahagoy mistam akushtakama. So we say that probably it's true that Reuven gave these directions to Shimon, the kivin lahachi kai, that since this is what you have to do with this tree or with this animal, like kapit kulihai, so Reuven wasn't makpid so much the inchi hu the inchi, and he just forgot that he actually gave these instructions to Shimon. And ayin and bottom tesis on the amid and diba maschel v'chayv ram gamliel litin yudzuvim, where tesis brings for the gemara mesechtas chulin muchach shezeu schar bracha, that the reason why you have to pay 10 zuvim is because you caused them to lose out on a bracha. And tesis also brings from the gemara mesechtas chulin that discusses a person that steals away benching from someone, and those times they used to have the mezamin used to say all of the brachas by himself and be mitzi everyone, and therefore he caused this person to lose 4 brachas and he'd be chayiv to pay 40 zuvim, and therefore tesis that l'chayra for every single mitzvah you chayiv 10 zuvim, and l'chayra b'negei kisei adam you cause him to lose the mitzvah of kisei adam, and you also cause him to lose the actual bracha, and therefore you should be chayiv 20 zuvim. And tesis says the mitzvah bracha kol echad, that when looking at a mitzvah and a bracha for that specific mitzvah, that is considered a package deal and you only have to pay 10 zuvim. And in our Gemara, even though there is no bracha that's made when you kill a shor niskal, and there's no bracha that's made when you cut down an ilan of Asherah or an ilan that's noited or shus rabim, Taisa says, but ultimately you cause him to lose a mitzvah and therefore you chayiv to pay 10 zuvim. Taisa continues and brings a story where there was a person that was called up to read in the Torah, and someone stole this aliyah from this person, and they asked Rabbi Natam, what is the din? And Rabbi Natam said, that Reuven, who stole Shimon's 2 brachas of Asher Bacha Bano and Asher Nasa Lanu, should give Shimon a chicken to shecht, and this way Shimon will make 2 brachas. He'll make a bracha on Shechita, and he'll make a bracha on Kisei Adam. That will be a replacement for the 2 brachas that he caused him to lose. And Taisus brings down, so why in this case was Gamliel Mechayiv the person that took away the mitzvah of Kisei Adam 10 zuvim, if he should have just told him that go and give him a chicken, and this way he'll be able to do a new Kisei Adam, and therefore you see that you can't replace a person's brachas and a person's mitzvahs. Taisus continues that this was not the only reason why Rabbeinu Tam patted the person, and even though he didn't actually make the bracha, but ultimately he answered the bracha and he said amen, and therefore it's not considered like he stole the mitzvah from him. Rabbeinu Tam also said that in Bavel we don't judge any dine knasses, and since in this scenario there is no loss of money, therefore it's considered a knas, and therefore we wouldn't judge these dinim in Bavel in any case. And the Gemara continues, Amrav dikla the ton kaba usul mitzvah. It's also for a person to cut down a palm tree that is still able to produce 1 kav of dates every single year. Of course, this is based on the issa of Baal Tashchis that you're not allowed to cut down a fruit-bearing tree. And the Gemara asks, Meisvei, that l'maisa we have a Mishnah in Sefer Shviyas that states, Hama yehei b'zayis v'lei yekatsu roiva, how much fruit does an olive tree have to be producing in order to have an issa of cutting down that tree? And the Mishnah teaches us that the shear is a roiva kav, not a kav, and where does Rav get the shear, and why was he mekel b'negei adekel? And the Gemara answers, Shani zesim dechashivi, that an olive tree is different than a date tree, as olives are more chashiv, and therefore, even if you only produce a quarter of a kav from this olive tree, it will be usher to cut it down. The Shita Mekubetzes brings down the Shita that these 2 shiurim was stated about the profits from the tree, and you have to take into account the amount of money that it cost to actually produce this kav and this quarter of a kav of zesim. The Gemara continues, Rab Chanina states, Lo shachiv shivchas pri, el dekat tein nasa b'lei zimna, that the only reason why my son Shivchas died early was because he cut down a fig tree at a time when it was still producing fruits. The Gemara continues, Rabina states, however, if a person has a fruit tree, and even though it's still bearing fruits, but its wood would be more valuable than its fruits, then you're allowed to cut down the fruit tree. And as Rashi says, and the Gemara continues, that we have a brisa that teaches us the same din as Rabina just taught us. As the Pasuk states, b'negei issa of Baal Tashchis, that the Pasuk in Pasha Shaiftim states, rak eats ashateda, ki loy eats maichlu, oisei sashchis b'charato, that if while you're at war, you need to have certain wood in order to build different protective measurements. The Torah tells us that you're allowed to cut down a tree that's not fruit-bearing, and the Pasuk says, rak eats ashateda, ki loy eats Meichlu, and really the Pasuk could have said, Rak Asheloi Hu Meichel, and therefore the Brisa dashed into the Pasuk, and we learn out, Rak eats Ashateda Ze Ilan Meichel. The Pasuk is even permitting you to cut down a fruit bearing tree, and then the Pasuk says, Ki Loi eats Meichelu Ze Ilan Srak. This refers to an Ilan that is not fruit bearing, and therefore the Gemara is, Vichim Achash Sefil Rabbis Koldova, if it's true that the Torah is saying they allow to go and cut down a fruit bearing tree as well, so Lechira, Matam Loi Mekiloi eats Meichel, which is of course Mashma, that the only time you're allowed to cut down a tree is when it's not a fruit-bearing tree. The Braisa tells us, Lahaktim Srak L'Meichel, that the Torah is teaching us the order of precedence as to which tree should be cut down first, and therefore, certainly you should cut down a non-fruit-bearing tree first, and if you don't have a non-fruit-bearing tree, and you need it for the war, and you need it for a better purpose, then you could cut down a fruit-bearing tree. And Rashi explains that how do we fit it into the Pasuk, that the Pasuk that states, Rak Eitz Ashateda, is referring to a fruit-bearing tree, and Rashi explains that the Torah is telling us that if we don't know that there's any other trees that's closer to the border aside from this fruit-bearing tree, then kachenu, you should allow to take that tree, vafilu hu shel meichel. We continue, adav tzadik beiz on a beiz, yachal afilu me'ulu bedamim, and you may think that even if you have a fruit-bearing tree, where the value of the actual wood of the tree more valuable than the fruits of the tree, then one may think that you still have responsibility to go and give precedence to the ilan srak and cut down a non-fruit-bearing tree prior to cutting down this fruit-bearing tree, even though there's no great value to these fruits. Tam loy merak, therefore the pasuk is memayit, that this is not always the case, and at times you're allowed to cut down a fruit-bearing tree where the wood is going to be more expensive than the actual fruits of this tree. And of course, from this brisa, we see exactly like the din of Ravina. The Gemara continues with two stories, Shmuel Aisilai Arise Tamri, that Shmuel's sharecropper brought for him dates, Ochel, and Shmuel ate them, and Tambu Taimed Chamra, and when eating the dates, he tastes a taste of wine. Amalei, so Shmuel said to the sharecropper, my hi, what's pshat, I'm tasting wine? Amalei, so the sharecropper told Shmuel, Beni Gufni Kaimi, that these dates and these palm trees were growing between the grapevines, and that's why it got the taste of the wine. So Shmuel said to the sharecropper, Michshi Bechamra Kulei Hai, by the fact that it took out so much of the taste of the wine from the vines, the date trees are therefore causing a loss of value and a loss of quality to my grapevines. And he told him, L'mocha Aislim Karayu, that tomorrow when you come to bring me the fruits, I want you to bring me the roots of the date trees. I want you to uproot the date trees, as certainly grapevines are much more expensive, are much more valuable than palm trees. This pshat is based on Rashi's first pshat, and as the Bachas Geres in Rashi, Mikurayu, Mikur Shalhan, Ve'ikron, Kleima, Kale Ikron, Mepe Shemafsid, and Rashi continued with the second pshat, Lishnachrina, Havali, Kor, Shurach, Lechol, Ve'godol, Saviv, Shrashov, that Shmuel told the sharecropper to bring him from the soft growth that grows around a palm tree. The only way to get that from the palm tree is by uprooting the palm tree. And similarly, Shmuel was telling the sharecropper, Kale Ikron, Mepe Shemafsid, Ve'nechaz Akor, not only is it mutter to cut down a palm tree, even though it's a fruit-bearing tree, because lemaisa it's causing damage to a grapevine. Lemaisa, since so many parts of a palm tree are edible, therefore, by eating this part of the palm tree, it's not going to be usa to cut down the palm tree. And the Gemara continues, Rav Chista Chaza Talibay Gufni, Rav Chista saw a palm tree that was growing amongst his grapevines. Amalei Larise, we told the sharecropper, Akrinu, go and uproot the palm trees. Gufni Kani Dikli, Dikli like Kani Gufni, as when you have a grapevine, it is much more valuable than a palm tree, and you'll sell the produce of the grapevines, and you'll be able to buy more palm trees. However, Dikli, like Kani Gufni, by having palm trees, that doesn't give you extra money, and we won't be able to buy new grapevines. Once again, Rav Gamliel was making a cost-benefit analysis, and he determined that a grapevine is much more valuable than a palm tree, and it's mutter to cut down the palm tree, even though it's a fruit-producing tree. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and Rashi states that Stamahi, this is Stam Mishnah, V'loi Rabbi Kiva Kamala, and even though Rabbi Kiva was talking to us at the end of last Mishnah, however, this is not a continuation of what Rabbi Kiva was saying, and therefore it's not a Chidah, and it's actually a Stam Mishnah. And the Mishnah states, Afal Pishu Noisalei, that even if Reuven damages Shimon, and then he pays him for his damages, and he pays him the Chamisha Dvarim, Nezek Tzar, Ripui Shevis, and Boishes, still, a Nimchaloi Ad Shevakish Memenu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't grant complete Nechila to Reuven until Reuven asks Shimon for forgiveness. And the Mishnah brings him a Makar, Shenema, as the Pasuk states in Parshat Vayera, regarding the story of Avimelech and Sarah and Avram. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avimelech in a dream, and he says, Va'ata Hoshev Eshish Ish Ki Navihu, V'yispal Ba'atcha Vechya, V'meincha Meshiv Da'ki Mois Tomos, Ata V'chol HaShelach. And we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avimelech that it's not going to be enough if he returns Sarah to Avram. You have to also ask him forgiveness up to the point that not only will he be Meichel you, but he'll also daven for you. And the Mishnah states, V'mein Shem Lo Yimach Lo Yishu Achzari. And how do we know that if a person is not Meichel, the person that damaged him, that the Nizik is considered Achzari? In MS, ultimately, the Pasuk says that Avram actually davened for Avimelech, and the Pasuk states, Vayispal Avram Elohim, Vayyip Elohim is Avimelech, Ves Ishtoi, Vahmoisov, Vayaledu. The Mishnah continues to teach us another din, Ha'imis Sima is Eni, if Reuven says to Shimon, blind my eye, or Kitaris Yodi, or cut off my arm, or Shvaris Ragli, or break my foot, and Shimon does as he was instructed, Chayiv, that still Shimon's going to be Chayiv to pay Reuven for his damages. The Mishnah also states, Almanas Lifto Chayiv, that even if Reuven would tell Shimon that you should blind me, or you should cut off my hand, or break my foot, Reuven even says that you're only going to do this on condition that you're going to be Pata, that even so, Shimon's going to be Chayiv to pay for the Chamisha Dvarim. However, the Mishnah teaches us, Kras Ksusi, Shivaris Kadi, if Reuven tells Shimon that I'm giving you permission to rip my clothing or to break my jug, and even though Reuven gave permission to Shimon to do so, but Shimon's still going to be Chayiv to pay for any damages. However, if Reuven said, Amanas Lifta, that you're doing this on condition that you'll be Pata, then of course Shimon will be Pata. The Mishnah continues, Asay Kain Lish Plaini, Amanas Lifta, Chayiv, Bein Begufoy, Bein Moinoy. However, if Reuven tells Shimon, I want you to destroy the Beged of Levi, or I want you to break his Kalim, do so on condition that you will be Pata, and I will be Chayiv, and I'll take responsibility. And even so, Shimon will be Chayiv to pay Levi, and it doesn't make a difference if he damages Levi's Guf, or he damages Levi's Mammon and his assets. The Gemara begins, and this Gemara really goes back to the prior Mishnah, and the Gemara states, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Kol Iglu Sha'amru Dmei Baishtai, all the amounts that we mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Amin Aleph, for example, Hatakei Al-Khaver, that Nais Le'Sela, or Behuda Mishumi Abdisei Gli, the Mano, or Satari, Nais Le'Masayim Zuz, La'achi Yadai Nais Le'Abba Me'a Zuz, etc. Those payments only take care of the fact that you cause actual embarrassment to your friend. Avotzari, Afilu Kevi, Kol Ilu Nevei Shaba'ilam, Ein Nimchalai Ashi Vakish Menu. However, for the mental anguish that you cause someone that you embarrass, that you will not be able to have Mechila, even if you'll give him all of the rams in the world. And the only way to actually be forgiven is only if you go and ask him for Mechila. And Ayin Rashi, Avotzar, Shadoigal Beisharsai, Ein Nimchalai, that certainly we're not talking about the tzar that he had from the actual Hezek and from his injury. That is one of the Chamisha Dvarim, and therefore there definitely is an amount that you pay in order to make payment for the tzar. And therefore Rashi explains, as we explained the Gemara, that the Gemara is referring to the mental anguish that a person has because he's so concerned about his busha. However, the Ravid says that certainly the tzar and the mental anguish is definitely included in the standard baishas, and therefore the Ravid explains that what the Gemara means, that even though Reuven will pay Chamisha Dvarim to Shimon, the only way that he'll actually have a complete forgiveness is only by asking Mechila from Shimon. Once again, the Gemara brings a Makar from Pashas Vayera, Shenema, as the Pasuk states, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avimelech, Hashiv Eishes Ish Ki Navi Hu V'Yispal Ba'atcha, and the Braisa is the Eishes Navi Boyadure, that it's only because she's the wife of a Navi that you have to return her to her proper husband, Eishes Achaloi Boyadure, but if she was married to a simple person, you would not have to return her to her husband. Of course, that doesn't make any sense, and therefore Amar Shmuel Barachmeni, Amar Benison, that the Pasuk is telling us, Hashiv Eishes Ish Mikol Bakim, that you have to return Sarah to Avram, and it doesn't make a difference as to his status. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is continuing and addressing Avimelech's Taina, because Udka Amrit, even though seemingly you had a very good Taina, and why should you have an Oynish? As Avimelech stated, HaGoygam Tzadik Tareg, will you go and kill a nation of Tzadikim and people that did not mean to do bad? Halohu Amali Achaisihi, Avram was the one who actually told me that she is his sister, Vihigam Hi Amra Achihu, and she also told me that he is my brother, and as the Pasuk states, Betam Levavi Vnikin Kapi Asisi Zeis, and therefore why should I have an Oynish? And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you should know Ki Navihu that Avram Avinu is a Navi and he's a teacher. The Kfar Limeid and Avram Avinu already taught the people in the world that when a visitor comes to a city, then certainly you should ask them if they need something to eat or need something to drink. Doesn't make sense that you should ask a person that comes to travel to your city and comes to visit, that you ask him about his wife. Is this really his wife or it's his sister? Certainly you should have learned the proper way of treating a guest from Avram Avinu, and therefore Yechayev Misa. The Gemara continued, Mikamel Ben Noach Shenerek Shahod Loi Lumeid V'Loi Lamad, that we see that the din is Benegei the Shevet Mitzvos Bnei Noach, that a Ben Noach will be killed even though he never learned and he's a Shayeg, as he should have learned and he didn't learn. Maisa, how do we see from this Pasuk that Benegei Yitzar Afilu Hevi Kol Eilim Avayi Shabailam, that even if you bring the best Eilim and the best rams in the world, Ein Nimchaloi, that you will not have a complete Mechila Ad Shevakish Memenu, until you ask for Mechila. And the Ravid explains, Afal Pi Shenosan Avimelech Lavram Elav Kesev Vitzayin Abaka Afal Pi Kain Lein Esrape Ad Shespal Avram Ba'adai, that he was only healed once Avram was Meichlim and once Avram actually davened for him. It's possible that really the actual Raya is from the fact that after Avimelech gave Tzayin Abaka and Avram Avodah Mishpacha is to Avram, the pasuk doesn't say immediately that Avram davened for him, and then it says Ulsara Omar that Avimelech said to Sarah, Hine Nesati Elof Kesev Lachich Hine Hulach Ksusei Noyim Lachalashe Itach Veskol Vnechachas. And it was only after Avimelech appeased Sarah, who was the victim, that the pasuk tells us that Avram Avinu finally davened for Avimelech. The Gemara continues to dash in the psukim in Pashas Vayira, as the pasuk states Vayispal Avram Elohim Vayirpa Elohim Es Avimelech Ves Ishtoi Vamoisa Vayelidu. And then the pasuk states Ki Otza Otza Hashem Baad Kol Rechem Ubeis Avimelech Al Dvas Sarah Ishes Avram. The Gemara focuses on the words Ki Otza Otza Hashem, as Amar Abelezer, Abelezer states Shtei Atziras Halalu Lama. Why is the Torah used a double lashon of Atzira? And he says Achas Beish Shichva Zera Shtayim Beisha Shichva Zera Vleida. Kadosh Baruch Hu closed up and stopped up a man, and he stopped up the woman. He stopped up a man, and his Shichva Zera would not come out. And he also held back women, that any Shichva Zera that was in their womb would not come out of their body. And similarly, she wasn't able to give birth even though she was pregnant. Regarding Shichva Zera by an Isha, the Tosfos Rid states Pirish Kemoisha Ish Mazria Gama Isha Mazras, that just like a man has Shichva Zera, a woman also has liquids that come out of her body. Kid Amamar Ish Mazria Lavan and Isha Mazras Adam Vamina Nami Isha Mazras Trilo Yoleda Zacha, etc. Vimhoisin Vel Shal Beis Avimelech Lachirim Ha'ish Hay Mazria V'goyim Tavasai V'hilayisi Hay Lazria V'ligma Tavasa. Gemara continues Masisa Tana. We learned to the Brisa Shtayim Ish that there were actually two atzirus by a man, which was Shichva Zera Ktanim Shichva Zera, as we stated before, as well as the inability to urinate, and Shleisha Beisha, and there were three by a woman, Shichva Zera Uktanim Veleda. And the Gemara continues Ravina, Amar Ravina states there was Shalosh Beish, there were three things that were held back by a man, which was Shichva Zera Ktanim and Pita Bas. That was all three, Shichva Zera as well as Ktanim as well as a Gedolim, and Abba Beisha, and there were four by a woman, Shichva Zera Veleda Viktanim Upita Bas. The Gemara continues to discuss the pasuk, as the pasuk continues and states Ba'ad Kol Racham Amri De Beir Abyana Afilum Tad Gedol Shel Beis Hamelech Lo Yatilu Beit Sasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only closed up the wombs of a woman, but he also closed up the womb of a chicken, and the chickens wouldn't lay any eggs. The Gemara now will continue and will mention 17 different discussions between Rav and Rav Bamari. The first one is relevant to our psukim, as Amli Rav to Rav Bamari. Rav is said to Rav Bamari, Minoy Milsad On Rabbanon, that how do we know this idea that Rabbanon stated Kalam Vakash Racham Achaveir Vuh Tzarech Leisadava Hum Nena Tchila, that if Reuven davens for Shimon and Reuven needs that exact same thing, that Reuven will actually be answered and be responded to first? Amalei and Rav Bar Mori responded to Rav Dechsiv, as the pasuk states, "Binegei Iyov Hashem Shav Eshvus Iyov Bispalei Baadrei Eyu by Yosef Hashem Es Kol Asher Iyov LeMishnah." And since Iyov davened for his friends, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned everything that was taken from Iyov, and not only did he return it to him, but he even gave him double of what he had originally. The Gemara states, "Amalei," so Rav said to Rav Bar Mori, "At Am Mehasam, you're learning it from the pasuk in Iyov, Vanaamina Mehacha, and I learned this from the pasuk in the Torah in Pashas Vayira, as the last pasuk in the Pasha of Avram and Avimelech, which is the last pasuk in Parakhov, states Vayispal Avram Elokim Vayirpa Elokim Es Avimelech Ves Ishtoi Vamoisav Viksiv, and the first pasuk in Parakhov Av states Vashem Pakas Sarah Kasha Omar Hakadosh Baruch Hu remembered Sarah and she became pregnant. The pasuk states a Loshen Kasha Omar. Rav explains Kasha Omar Avram Al Avimelech Hakadosh Baruch Hu remembered Sarah just like Avram was Mispal for Avimelech. And Rashi explains that since the pasuk doesn't say Vayifkad Es Sarah and it says Vashem Pakas Sarah, which mashma Pakas Kfar Tchil Avimelech, that Sarah was remembered even prior to Avimelech. It's not talking about the fact that Sarah became pregnant, because the Malachim already told Sarah that she'll become pregnant the previous Pesach. This just means that Sarah had an easy childbirth, just like Avram davened for the family of Avimelech. As we said, the women that were already pregnant weren't able to have children. They were in the midst of difficult pregnancies, and Avram davened for them that they should have easier pregnancies and they should be able to give birth, and therefore Sarah had an easy pregnancy and an easy labor. Gemara continues with the second discussion between Ravo and Rabba Mori, as Amalei Ravo Rabba Mori Minah Milsi Da'ami Inchi Bahadi Hutza Loki Krava, that sometimes when someone pulls out the thorns around a vegetable, the vegetable itself gets ruined, the cabbage itself will get damaged, and as Rashi says Koitza Gadol Itzla Krav Kishibol Akrai Pam Shineka Krav Imai V'nimtza Loika Bishvilai Klayma Shcheinei Rasha Loika Imai, that we see the concept that the neighbors of Russia will actually be punished together with Rishoyim. Gemara tells us Omalei, so Rabbi Murray responded to Rava, Dechsiv, as the pasuk in Yirmiyah states that Yirmiyah gave Musta to Klal Yisrael, and he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Lama Terivu like Kulchem Peshatim Bi Noam Hashem, that why is it that you're all fighting me and you're all doing Averis against me, so says Hashem. And we see that Yirmiyah was included in the word words of Hashem, even though, of course, Yirmiyahu didn't do any Averis. Gemara continues, Omalei, so Rav said back to Rabbi Mori, At Avim Mehosom, you'll bring a raya from Novi and from Yirmiyahu, and I'll bring a raya from a Pasuk in Chumash. The Pasuk states in Pashas Yisroi, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the halachas of Shabbos to Klai Yisrael, and one of the people in Klai Yisrael went out and collected the money on Shabbos, the Pasuk states, Vayyem Hashem HaMesha, Ad Ono, Me'antem, Lishma, Mitzvah, Sevisay, Yisrael, and we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used Lashon Rabbim, even though there was only one person that went and collected the money. Number one, this is a better Pasuk to learn from because it's from Chumash, and number two, that in the prior Pasuk, really HaKadosh Baruch Hu was addressing the entire Tzibah, and therefore he included Yirmiyahu in the entire Tzibah, especially since he was the Manik Hadar. However, Rav is bringing a Pasuk that even though it was only one person in Klai Yisrael that did this Avera, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the Lashon Rabbim and included the entire Klai Yisrael. However, Ayin Rashi, Diba Maskel Ad Onam Antem, where Rashi says, Moshe V'Aaron Mechlal, that Moshe and Aaron were included in this Pasuk, and clearly Rashi didn't learn as we explained. Gemara continues with the third discussion, Amalei Ravel, Rav Bar Mori, Ksiv, in Pasha Vayigash, when the Shvatim arrived in Mitzrayim, and Yosef took them to Paroi, and the Pasuk states, Umiksei Ochiv Loka Chamisha Noshim, Vayitzigim Lefnei Paroi, and the Gemara asks, Man Ninu Chamisha, which of the five brothers did Yosef take to Paroi? And Amalei, and Rav Bar Mori responded, Hochi Om Rabbi Echlon, that Rabbi Echlon stated, Oysen Shvichbul B'Shemais, Yosef took those brothers that Moshe Rabbeinu, when giving them a bracha in Vizayis HaBracha, double over their names, and that is because they were the weakest of the Shvatim, and therefore, in order to give them more power, Moshe Rabbeinu doubled their names, and therefore Yosef took them in front of Paroi, because since they were the weakest of the brothers, so he wanted to make sure that Paroi didn't think that they would be good to serve in the army. As Rashi says, "Voisin hevi Yosef v'nei Paroi kadei shlo yivro oisam lias reishi geisayis latricham." This way, they could be shepherds and they could take care of their flock, and they would have more time for Torah ma'isim tovim. Rashi says that this refers to Don Zvulon, God Osher and Naphtali, and as the pasuk states, "Ul Zvulon Omer Svach Zvulon b'tzisecha." The pasuk states, "B'negei God." God Omer Baruch Machiv God, and the pasuk states, "Ul Don Omer Don Gur Aryeh Ul Naphtali Omer Naphtali Svarotzin." And finally, it says regarding Osher, "Ul Osher Omer Baruch Mibonim Osher." And I in tesis divu maschol in lo hanachpolim b'shemis bereishis Rabbi Yish Ipcha shenachpolim, that the ones that were doubled over kibayim haru kama Yehuda shenichpal, that just like Yehuda that was doubled over is the strongest. Also, the other shvatim that were doubled over were also of the strongest of the shvatim. Ravi Yis Rav Bar Mori Yehuda Nami Ichpulim Mechpal, that the pasuk in Vizayis Habracha states, Vizayis Yehuda Vayemar, Shema Hashem, Kol Yehuda Val Amay Tevienu, and therefore we double up the name of Yehuda as well. Certainly we know that Yehuda was very powerful and very strong, and how could it be that just by the fact that we see that they doubled up, therefore we see that those were the weakest, and how can you say that these are the five that were brought in front of Paroi? So Amalei and Rav Bar Mori responded, Lemilse Yehuda Ichbel, that in the Chanami, Moshe Rabbeinu actually doubled up the name of Yehuda, but that was for a specific reason, the Amr of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr Benison, as we already learned in Mesechta Seif, and we will see in Mesechtas Makos that Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said in Emer Benson, what does the pasuk mean in Pasuk Vizayis Bracha that states Yichi Ruvain Bal Yomais Vehi Misav Mispar? Immediately after Moshe Rabbeinu says Vizayis LeYehuda, we dash in the pasuk as follows: Kol Oisin Abram Shana Shahi Yisrael BaMidbar, that all the 40 years that Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar and they were traveling with all the bones of the Shvatim, Hayat Smeisu Shal Yehuda Megugalim Ba'arin, that the bones of Yehuda was shaking around in his coffin and they didn't have any menucha at Shabbat Moshe Ubikesh Rachmim, until Moshe came in Vizayis HaBracha and he was Mevakish Rachamim on Yehuda, and Amar Lefanav Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and he said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Mi Garam Li Ruvain Sheyoida, who caused Ruvain to have the power and the willpower to be Moida to the Avera they did, that he was Bilbili Tzuri Aviv, that was Yehuda, that he, since he saw the power that Yehuda had, that he was Moida by the Maisa of Tamar, therefore that gave Ruvain the strength to also be Moida, and how could it be that Ruvain has Menucha and Yehuda doesn't have any Menucha? Rashi explains that the reason why Yehuda didn't have menucha, because when Yehuda took responsibility for Binyamin, he said, even though we know that Yehuda actually brought Binyamin back, however, as Rashi says, and because he was considered a chayim, therefore Yehuda's body was not intact, his joints came apart, and therefore his body was shaking around in his aron. And Rashi states that how do we know that the Shvatim's bones also went out of Mitzrayim and they were nikba beretz Yisrael? And Rashi brings the pasuk that Yosef said to his brothers, "Valisim es atzmeisim mizeatchem." When leaving Eretz Mitzrayim, you will take my bones together with you, as mashma she'af atzmeisim halu, and therefore it's mashma that even the bones of the rest of the Shvatim also left Mitzrayim. And Rashi points out that even though the Torah only tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu took Yosef's bones out of Mitzrayim and doesn't mention the bones of the Shvatim, zok Rashi v'le nichtav Yosef Aladicha Shvecha Shomisha Shekol Yisrael Nisasku Biza Vu Asuk B'Mitzvah. And as the pasuk teaches us, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvah. And Ayin Taisus Diba Maslo Mi Garm Leruven Shehoida Yehuda Afagav the Amr B'Medrash. Even though the Medrash states Vayoshev Reuven Labar Melam Sheshal Misaku Metanisai Shel Bilbo Yitzui Aviv V'Zehoy Yekaidem Maisa Tamar. That even though we see that Reuven already did tshuva, as when Reuven was coming back to check on Yosef who was thrown into the bar, it says that he came back, and we learned that he came from Sakai and Tanisai and from fasting over the fact that he did the Savira of Bilbil Yitzui Aviv, and therefore we see that he already did Shuva. Zok Tesis, however, Mikol Mokim, Loihoid Burabim, Ad Achashoid Yudah, although Reuven took responsibility and he actually did Shuva, Biyachid, and privately, however, he didn't do so Burabim until after he saw Yehuda being Maidu Burabim. And as the Gemara continues, that that's why the Pasuk says, Vizayslu Yehuda, that Moshe was complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that how could this be the treatment that Yehuda is receiving? Therefore, the Pasuk continues, Miyad, and immediately, Shema Hashem, call Yehuda, that right away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the voice of Yehuda. When the Pasuk says, the Lashon call Yehuda, it's referring to the fact that Yehuda said, Tzadka Mimeni, and that was the call of Yehuda. That moment, all of Re'el Shafa, all of Yehuda's bones went back into the proper places where they slipped from, and they weren't attached properly. And the Gemara continues that even though his bones stopped shaking, but lo yahavu kamaskilim misifta rakia, they weren't letting Yehuda into the misifta rakia. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu continued, vel amay tivienu, bring him together with his nation, and he should be able to go into misifta rakia. Kachavo, that Yehuda was able to get into misifta rakia. However, even so, the Gemara tells us, lo yahavu yodim, I come rabbanon, lo mishkal mitrach b'hadi rabbanon, that at this point, Yehuda was in misifta rakia, but he didn't know what was going on, and he couldn't understand what Rabbanon was speaking about. He couldn't have discussions with Rabbanon regarding what they were discussing, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yodav Ravloi, Reuven should have the power to be able to fight the Mechav Tishel Torah, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted this also, and he was able to go and fight the Mechav Tishel Torah. However, Lehav Esol Gleish Shmaitza, Alibad Hilchasa, Lemaisa, whatever he said, they wouldn't paskin like, and they still wouldn't paskin like Yehuda, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ve'ezim Mitzaratia, that he should be able to even win the Mechav of Torah, and he should be able to be victorious. Now, Locha should even follow Yehuda, and that is what the Torah means when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be a helper for Yehuda against his enemies and against those that are fighting against him in regard to Divrei Torah. And the Gemara continued with the fourth discussion as Amalei Rav Rabbi Amari Minah Milsa Da Amri Inchi, that where do we know the saying that people say Basa Anya Azlan Yusa, that when someone's an Ani, then he'll continue to be an Ani. Amalei and Rabbi Amari responded to Tan, as we learned in the Mishnah Mesechtes Bikurim, when Klal Yisrael brought the Bikurim to Yerushalayim Ashirim Mevi'im Bikurim Bekiltei Shel Zav Vishel Kesef, that the wealthy people will bring their Bikurim in baskets of gold and silver. Vaniyim Besalim Nisarim Shel Arava Klupa, the Aniyim who couldn't afford gold and silver kalim, they would bring their Bikurim in cheap baskets made of willows and made of Aravis. Hasalim Vav Bikurim Naisim LaKayanim, although the wealthy people would not give their gold and silver baskets to the Kayanim, however these poor people that only had these baskets that were made of Aravis, they actually gave those baskets as well as the Bikurim to the Kayanim, and therefore we see that the Ani not only gave Bikurim to the Kayin, but he also gave his actual baskets, and we see that this didn't only apply to the Aniyim, and therefore the Aniyim became poorer, while the wealthier people would keep their baskets. The Gemara states, Amalei, so Rav said to Rabbi Amari, At Amri Hasam, you learned this idea from the Mishnah Masechta Bikurim, and I learned this from a Pasuk in Chumash, as the Pasuk tells us, B'negei Mitzraya, B'tamei Tamei Yikra, at the end of Pashas Tazria, in regard to Mitzraya, the Pasuk tells us, while he's leaving the Machna, he has to call out about himself that he's Tamei, and as Rashi says, loy dai loy nigoy, that's not even enough that he has this nega, el shim vayishas atzmai al kochoy hitulava kosov chayva. The Torah even requires him to go and embarrass himself, and therefore we see that someone is already in a difficult situation, we even make it more difficult for him. And the Gemara continues with the fifth discussion between Rav and Rabba Mari, as Omali Rav le Rabba Mari, minah milsad on Rabbanan, where do we know this idea that Rabbanan stated, hashkem v'achol, b'kaiz v'peyach amo, v'chayv v'peyatzina, that a person should get up early and eat, and during the summer, because of the heat, and it'll help him get through the day, and during the winter, because it's cold outside, and people say, you could have 60 very quick runners, and they won't be able to outrun a person that ate breakfast in the morning. And Rabbi Murray responded, based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya that states, Rabbi Murray understands this Pasuk, that because a person is not hungry, and because a person is not thirsty, and therefore the heat of the day and the sun will not harm him. And even though this pasuk seems to be only talking about the summer and not about the winter, however, the Mashal Masechet Bava Metzia explains, since the pasuk already said sharav referring to heat, and then it says shemesh referring to the sun, and it really didn't have to to see the word Shemesh. Therefore, it's talking about the sun that comes out during the winter, and even so, it's still very cold outside. The Gemara states, Amaleis, Rava said to Rabbi Amari, At Amir Hasim, you learned this from a Pasuk in Navi and from a Pasuk in Ishaya, and Vano Amina Mehacha, and I learned it from the Torah and from a Pasuk in Pashm Mishpatim, as the Pasuk states, Vavatim and Sheshem Alekechem, they will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kriyashma Tfilah. This refers to Kriyashma Tfilah, Ubarach Eslach Mecha Mehismei Mecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bench your bread and your water, and Zu Pasma Mel Vekitan Shamayim. This refers to a person that eats bread and salt and a pitcher of water, and Mikam Be'ilich, if you do all of these things in the morning, Vasireisu Machla Mikibecha, then I will remove all sickness from amongst you. Rabbi continues, Vitanyam, we also learned through the Braisa that when the Pasuk says Machla Zumara, this refers to a sickness that comes from the gallbladder, Velama Nikur Shma Machla, and why is it called Machla? Sheshmeinu Mishleisha Chaloyim Yeshba, as the Gematria Machla is 83, and the 83 different sicknesses that come because of the gallbladder. And as the Gemara says, Machla Begematria Hachiava, that Machla is Gematria of 83. And the Braisa tells us, Vekulon, Pasmalach Shachas, Vekitin Shomayim, Mevatlon, and for all of these 83 sicknesses that come from the gallbladder, if someone eats breakfast in the morning and he drinks water in the morning, there will be a remedy for these sicknesses, and the person will not have any of these sicknesses. We see that the Braisa learned the importance of breakfast from the same Pasuk that Rabba learned this from. And the Gemara now continues with the sixth conversation, as Amalei Rabba Rabba Mari, Minah Milsadarm Rabbanon, what is the Makar for this member that Rabbanon state, that Chavra Karya Chamora, Uchpol Legabech Moish, that if your friend calls you a donkey, then you should take a saddle from a donkey and you should put it on your back. And Rashi explains, Klema Hoyledvar Baaltaneo, that you should just be moided to him and you shouldn't fight with him. And Amalei, and finally Rabba Mari, actually responds to Rabba and brings a Pasuk from Pashas Lech Lecha and from the Torah, as when Hagar ran away from Sarai, the Pasuk tells us the Malach came to her, and the Malach said to Hagar, Hagar Shivcha Sarai, that Hagar, who is the Shivcha of Sarai, where are you coming from and where are you going? And Lemaisa, he called her a Shivcha, even though she already ran away from Sarai, but Toima and Hagar did not argue, and she said, please, Sarai Gavirti, Anoich Berechas, and we see that Hagar did not argue with the Malach, and she actually said that I'm running away from Sarai, who is my master. Possibly Rava did not argue on Rabba Mari, because in this case, Rabba Mari brought a raya from the Torah. And the Gemara continues with the seventh conversation, Amalei Rava Rabba Mari, Minah Milsa Da Amri Inchi, how do we know the saying that people say, Milsa Gana De Isbech Kadam Amra, if someone has a negative trait, then they should bring it up and tell people about it before anyone else could bring it up, as Amalei, and therefore Rabba Mari once again told him from the Pasuk, as Dechsev, Vayyimar, Eved Avram Anoichi, and immediately when Eliezer got to Lavan and to Besulel, he immediately said that I'm an Eved Avram, and Eliezer immediately told him the Milsa De Gnai. The Gemara continues with the eighth conversation, Amalei Rava Rabba Mari, Minah Milsa Da Amri Inchi, Shafel Va'azel Ba'avza, Ve'inim Metaife, even though when a goose walks, it actually stoops and is lowering its head. However, its eyes are still looking far away in order to find food and sustenance. As Rashi says, Klema Machbasa Vizusa Shal Adam, that even though a person shall be an Anav, Loyeh Boish Melisha Dava Tzarech Loy, that a person should not be embarrassed to ask for something that he needs, Bein Lutayr, Bein Lupanasasai, and it doesn't make a difference if it's in regard to Ruchnis or Gashmis or Tvaya Chayvai, and to go and demand that someone pay him back any money that is owed. And Amalei and Rabba Mari responded to Rabba Dechsiv, as the Pasuk states in Shmuel Aleph, Loisia Zeis Lechalafuka, Lumichal Lev, Ladoni, Vilishpech Dam Chinam, Loisia Doni Loi, Behetav Hashem Ladoni, Visachatas Amasecha. This story is talking about when David was running away from Shaul and he went to Naval to try to get food for himself and for his people. Naval, who was very wealthy, wouldn't give David any food, even said denigrating things about David Amelech. David wanted to kill Naval. Naval's wife Abigail came to David and she told David not to kill her husband, and eventually Hashem will kill Naval. Even though, as we know, based on the way that Abigail came to David and the way she was riding on her donkey, that we know that she was actually a tznua, certainly was shuffle va'azel. However, still at the end of her request, she said, "V'heitav Hashem la'adoni, Hakadosh Baruch will do good for David v'zichatas amasecha." And at that time, you should remember my beauty, and you should eventually come and marry me. And therefore, we see that Abigail actually asked David for something, and she wasn't shy in telling him what her needs are. And the Gemara continues with the ninth conversation, Amalei Rava L'Rabba Mari, Minah Milsi the Amri Inchi, Shisin Tichli Matil Lekacha, the Kal Chavri Shomu Le'ochel, that a person hears his friend eating and he's not able to eat, that this will cause him 60 pains in his tooth. Amalei and Rabba Mari responded, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk in Melachim Aleph and Perak Aleph states, that when David was about to die and Shlomo HaMelech was supposed to take over the kingdom, and the Pasuk tells us that Adonijo wanted to take over the kingdom, and Vayoy Menasin, and Nasin went to the Melech, and he told David, Adonijo HaMelech, Atar Mata Adonijo Yimlech Achar Amroi, who Yeshiva Kisei, did you say that Yoh should be the king and he will go and take over the throne? Nasan and Navi continued and said, Ki Yarda Yayim, Vayizbach Sharim, Reevit Sayin Lurai, Vayikul Chobne Amel, Hulutsari Atsava, Ulav Yasa Kayin, Vahinam Oiklum Shaysim Lufanov, Vayam Yuchia Melachadin Yoh, Vili, Ani Abdecha, Utsadaka Kayin, Ubinyo, Vayada, Ulshlema Abdecha, Laikara, and he didn't call us to the Suda, even though, of course, this pasuk is just telling us that Nasan was reported to David that Yoh was trying to make a coup. However, the passage of the pasuk is telling us that Nasan and Navi had pain from the fact that he wasn't called to the Suda. The Gemara tells us, Amalei, so Rav responded to Rabbi Murray, at Amrit Mehasam, you learned it from a pasuk in Navi, Vanamina Mehacha, and I have a Makar from the Torah, as the pasuk states in Pashas Chayesara, Vavier Yitzchak Ka'ila, Sari Imoi, Vayika Chaswifka, Vatila Lisha, Vayavel, Vayanachim Yitzchak Achari Imoi. After Avram saw that Yitzchak had a Suda, and Yitzchak had Rivka, who is considered his Lechem, Vixib Basrei, and right afterwards it says, Yosef Avram, Vayikach Isho Shema Keturah, that Avram went and took another wife, and her name was Keturah. And Rashi points out that even though Rav brought the Memra, which stated Shisin, Zok Rashi, Lav Mikra Nafki, we actually don't learn out the number 60 from the Pasuk, El Milsa Ba'almahu, De Ka'amri Inchi, the number of 60 is Lav Dafka. And Rashi states, for Yosef Avram, Niskane B'Yitzchak, that he was jealous of Yitzchak. The Gemara continues with the 10th conversation, Amali Rav L'Rav Amari, Minah Milsa Da'amri Inchi, Chamer L'Mari, Tivus L'Shakei, that even though the wine belongs to the owner of the wine. However, when people say thank you, they will say thank you to the one that pours them the glass of wine and to the shamus. And as Rashi says, Hayayin shel melechu, that even though the wine belongs to the king, and the people that drink the wine actually have appreciation for the one that pours the wine and not for the king. Amalei and Rabbi Murray responded to Rabbi Dechsiv, as the pasuk in Pashat Pinchas states, and the pasuk also says in Pashas V'zayis Bracha in the last 8 pesukim of the Torah, V'Yeshua Benun Mali Ruach Chachbo Ki Samach Meishas Yadavolav V'Yishmu Eilav Bnei Yisrael V'Yasu Kashasiva Hashem Es Meisha. And as Rashi says, that we see from all these pesukim that Tola Chachma V'Gdula B'Meisha Kiilu Hu Naisel Yeshua, and the pasuk is Tola all the Chachma and the greatness in Meisha as if he gave it to Yeshua V'Hi Eina Elam P'Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the Chachma and Gdula all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara continues with the 11th conversation, Amalei Rav L'Rabba Amari, Minah Milsi D'Ami Inchi, Kalba G'Pachafne, Gloli Mivla. If a dog is very hungry, then it will even swallow stones. Rashi brings a Lishna Achrina, Gloli Mamish, that's referring Mamish to dung, Verishin Yosha. However, Rashi likes the first pshat of Avon and Beda, the Gloli Mamish, Urchiu, is normal for any dog, even a dog that's not starving, to eat Glolim. And the Gemara tells us that Rabba Amari brought a pasuk from Mishlei that states, Nefesh Sveya, Tavus Neifes, V'Nefesh Re'eva, Kol Mar Masaik. Person who is full will even step on a honeycomb and will not even eat honey. However, someone that's very hungry and is famished, he will even eat something that's bitter and that will taste very sweet to him. The Gemara continues with the 12th conversation. Amalei Rav L'Rabba Amari, Minah Milsi D'Ami Inchi, Mitayel V'Ozel Dik L'Bisha Gabi Kina D'Shrachi, that one will find bad palm trees growing right next to non-fruit-bearing trees. This is almost similar to the concept of Oilu Rasha Oilu Shchenoi. A person should hang around people that have high quality and that will cause a Roshim on him as well. And Rashi explains, Kina Dishrachi, Ilonis Betalim, that you have Ilonis that are bottle, Ve'inais and Pri, and they don't produce pears. Kamoi, just like we find in Mesechus Babasar, Gavad Shachra, bottle, Klema, Derech Dakora, Ligodal Bitzad, Ilan Srak. And Gemara tells us that Amalei, Rabbi Murray, said to Rabbi, Davzeh, Kasab Torah, that this idea is written in the Torah, Shonim B'Nevi'im, and it's restated in the Nevi'im, Umashilish B'Ksuvim, and said a third time in Ksuvim, Utanam Masisin, and we also have a Mishnah that tells us this idea, Vitanina B'Braisa, and we even have a Braisa. Rabbi Murray explains Kasa Batera, that we see this concept in the Torah at the end of Pashas Toldos, where after Yitzchak and Rivka send Yaakov Avinu away to find a wife, and Nechsev and the Pasuk states, Vayelech Esav el Yishmael, Vayikach es Machlus bas Yishmael, Ben Avram, Achreis Nevois, al Noshav loy l'isha, and therefore we see that Esav, who was a bad person, went to the family of Yishmael, who was considered someone that's barren because he didn't come from Avram and Sarah, and instead he came from Hagar. And Rabbi Murray continues, Shonim B'Nevi'im, and this idea is restated in Nevi'im, Nechsev, as the Pasuk in Shoftim states, by Yivrach Yiftach Mepnei Echav, Yiftach, whose mother was a Pelegesh, ran away from his brothers, Vayesha Be'eretz Toy, Vayislak to all Yiftach, Anoshim Rekim, Vayitzu Imoi, and they gathered together with Yiftach, those people who were empty people, and they went together with him. And Rabbi Murray continues, Umishulish Baksuvim, and it's written a third time in Ksuvim, and this is not actually referring to Ksuvim, and this is not a Pasuk anywhere in the Torah or in Tanakh. This is actually a statement that was written in the Sefer Ben Sira, which was written at the beginning beginning of Bayesheni, certainly it doesn't have any Kedusha, and the reason why it's called Ksuvim is because things weren't generally written down in those times, and this was one of the books that they had at that time. And it states, that every bird will flock together with its type, and it will live together with similar birds, and people will also flock together with people that are similar to them. And we also learned this concept in the Mishnah, as the Mishnah states, in Mesechtes Kelim, anything that is connected to something tummy is considered tummy, and anything that's connected to something tar is considered tar. Which is a similar concept that someone that hangs around, someone that's a Rasha, is generally an empty person and is a Rasha, and the same thing would be in the reverse. And we also learned this in a Braisa, there is a bird named a Zazir, and the Chacham hold that it's considered a kosher bird. However, Rabbi Lezer argues in the Chacham, and he says, that the only reason why the Zazir hangs around with the raven, which is certainly not a kosher bird, is because they're considered part of the same inn, as they're both non-kosher birds. This point that we made of Mishlosh B'Ksuvim that's referring to Sefer Ben Zira, stated in the last Taisis Ahmed in Diba Maschel Mishlosh B'Ksuvim, Kalayv Kanaf Lumino Yishkain, Ein Zem Mikro B'Chol HaTayra, B'Shem B'Sefer Ben Zira, Hu Ayin Sham. We continue with the 13th conversation, Amalei Rav L'Rabba Mori, Mino Milsi Da Amri Inchi, Karis Chavrach V'Loi Onach, Remi Gud Rabba Shvei Bey. If you give Musa to your friend, and he doesn't answer you, and he doesn't improve his ways, then you should take a very large wall, and you should throw it at him, and you should keep your distance between you and him. As Rashi says, Dachi Guda Koisel Hapalav Kloima Henichu V'Yupal Birshay, you should leave him alone and let him fall into his own rishes, and Dachol B'Yadayim, and at that point you should push him away with your two hands, and you shouldn't have any connection with him. A Malay and Rabbi Murray brought a pasuk from Yecheskel, as the pasuk says, B'tumay Seich Zimo Yan Tiartich V'Loi Tahart M'tumay Seich Loi Titari Oid Adenichu Eschamasi Bach. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that even though I try to make you clean, you still wouldn't become clean, and therefore you will never become clean from your tumah. The Gemara continues with the 14th conversation. Amalei Rav Rabbi Murray, Minar Milsa Da Amri Inchi, Beiri Deshasus Bnei Leitishtei Beikala, that a person shouldn't throw dirt into a well they drank from. This is, of course, a lesson in Hakar Zatayiv, and as Rashi says, Kleima Dava Nitzuch Lecha Pam Achas, that even if someone only needed something one time, Shul Leite Bazeo, at some later point, even though you don't need that thing any longer, you shouldn't embarrass and you shouldn't cause damage to that thing. Amalei and Rabbi Murray responded to Rav Dechsev, as the Pasuk states in Pashki Seitzei, Leisisav Adoymi Ki Yechichahu, Leisisav Mitzri Ki Gari Yiso Ba'atzoi. Since we were in Mitzrayim at one point, and they gave us food, and they took care of us to some degree, therefore it is a Chiyav HaKar Zatayiv that lasts forever. The 15th conversation, Amalei Rav L'Rabbi Murray, Minah Milsi Da Amri Inchi, Dalis Dura Delina V'Loi Loi Delina, that if you will carry this package with me, then I'll help you with this package, and I'll lift it as well, but if you don't help me, then I will not lift it by myself. Rashi says, Mashal, who is a mashal and a parable, she ain't adam reitzel li konis b'sakonis hezek mamin b'tachas oil dover elim ke mishtatav chaveri imai. The person doesn't want to get involved in a risk, and he doesn't want to get under a burden unless he has a friend that's mishtatav and partners together with him in that risk. Gemara tells us that Omalei, so Rabbi Murray responded to Rava, the siv as the pasuk b'shaitim says, v'yemir le'abarak, that Barak said to the very hanaviyah, and telchi imai v'alachti, if you will go with me into battle, then I will go. He stated him, le'selchi imai le'elech, but if you don't go with me into battle, then I will also not go. And the Gemara continues with the 16th conversation, Amalei Rav L'Rabba Murray, Aminah Milsa D'Ami Inshi, Karabina Zutri L'Gavri, Hashtad Kashishna L'Dardaki, that when we were younger, people gave us respect as if we were older, and now that we're much older, people consider us like young children. Amalei and Rabba Murray responded to Rav, that the Makar is as follows, as Mekar Ksiv, as at the beginning of Pashat B'Shalach, the Pasuk tells us that when Klai Yisrael was young, and was just starting out, Hashem Hoyoch L'Flem Yoimim Ba'amun Onan L'Nchoysim Adarach, V'Layla Ba'amun Eish L'Har L'Hem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvedu V'Atzmai led Klai Yisrael through the Midbar, L'Lu B'Sev Ksiv. Then once Klai Yisrael was a bit older, the Pasuk in Pashat Mishpatim states, and we continue on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Alav, Hine Anechi She'lech Malach L'Fanecha L'Shmocha B'Adarach, and we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a Malach to guard Klai Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't lead Klai Yisrael B'Chvedu V'Atzmai. And finally, the Gemara continues with the 17th conversation between Rava and Rabbi Murray. Amalei Rava L'Rabbi Murray, Minah Milsi D'Ami Inchi, Basim Murray Nichse Tziva Meshoich, that if a person hangs around, a person that's very wealthy, then he'll take some of that wealth together with him, and he'll rub off on him. Amalei and Rabbi Murray responded that the Mekar is from Pasuk and Pashas Lechcha, Dechsev, V'gam Eloit, HaHoylechis Avram, HaYitzeinu Vaka V'Oilim, that since Loit attached himself to Avram and was traveling with Avram, therefore Loit also became wealthy, and he had Tzeinu Vaka and Oilim, and we will stop over here.